I'm recording an interview with Pam Ray, who's been in the U3A, Ilkley and District U3A, for 20 years plus.
20 years.
Let's start. Pam, where were you born?
Well, I was born in Dover, just off the Channel Ferry. My mother was trying to get to Manchester from Brussels. Didn't get her as far as any further than Dover.
And where had you come from?
Well, my parents had been living in Belgium, and they were trying to get home to Manchester, but didn't make it.
And this was, what year was this?
1924.
24. And where have you lived most of your life? I know you've been living in many, many areas. Where have you?
My parents settled in Leicester, and I lived in Leicester till I was eight. And then my father took a job in Glasgow, so I lived in Glasgow until the war, when I was evacuated to Dumfries. And then I returned to Glasgow, and then my husband and I went to live in London for 4 years, and then came up to live in Yorkshire, where we came in 1960.
Now, what was your principal occupation?
I've always been a freelance journalist, mostly because I got landed myself with three young children and couldn't seem to do anything. But my husband was a publicity manager for a furniture firm, and he said had journalists coming to him regularly wanting material for their columns, and he said, you could do that. So we contacted every single provincial newspaper offering a woman's page, and one of them accepted. So I started doing it for one newspaper, Folkestone and Hythe Gazette. Worked it up to a syndicated service for about 20 provincial newspapers, which was quite an amusing affair. We ended up writing record columns and cookery columns and children's pages, everything for the provincial press.
Now, when did you retire?
I retired in the 1980s. I can't remember quite when. I had been working for local magazine, Yorkshire Life magazine and Yorkshire Post, that sort of thing up here. I retired in the, about 1980-something.
Where did you hear about Ilkley and District U3A?
I must have read about it in the Ilkley Gazette. There was a meeting suggested, and I was thrilled to bits at the idea of the U3A coming to Ilkley, because although I was happy in Ilkley and lots of interesting things, I thought it would be great to take up a university-type
So this,
again.
This was in the very, very earliest days.
Yes.
What year was this, can you remember?
20 years ago.
87? No, 97.
Yes, 97. Yes.
And you heard about it through the paper, an advertisement.
Yes. I went to the first meeting.
Where was that?
First meeting, I think, was at the Clark Foley Centre. And a lot of people came. I can't tell you how many, but I think there could have been about 100 people came.
And who were the principals at that time organising it?
Alan Kay was the person I remember most. There was another gentleman, but whose name I can't remember.
What attracted you to joining the U3A?
Well, as I said, although I had an interesting life in Ilkley, I'd given up all my university-type interests, and I thought it would be great to take them up again, hoped that would happen, which it did.
But at that time, there wouldn't have been many activities because it was just an embryonic organisation. Was there much talk about activities at that time?
Well, I can't remember quite what was said at the first meeting, but I think people were encouraged to offer subjects that they could start a group in. And one of the first people I met was John Dixon, who had been in a U3A in another place where he'd lived, so he knew the ropes. And he suggested that because he knew I was a freelance journalist, perhaps he and I could start the newsletter, which we did. That was the first thing we offered. And then he also wanted to start a Write Your Life Stories group, and I co-led that with him, and also a family history group, both of which were quite successful and quite fun.
Were these all concurrent, or did you start?
Yes. These were fairly early on. I can't remember quite when we started, but it was near the beginning because people were being asked if they could think of a group to start.
And how enthusiastic were people who came to that meeting?
Oh, they absolutely loved it. And the Write Your Life Stories idea was a very good one. It was very interesting. We had to swear not to reveal any secrets that people told us. And people also, as you get on, become interested in family history. So that was another very successful group.
So there was quite a lot of enthusiasm in that hall at the time.
Oh,
in the Clark
absolutely.
Foley.
Absolutely. Very, very. People were most enthusiastic.
Now, in those early days, where did you tend to meet mostly?
We tended to meet in people's houses. And because it was didn't cost anything, and the groups were relatively small. So that's what we did mostly. And that worked very well. People came to my house and we went to John Dixon's house. That was quite the...
How did you keep in touch?
How did we keep in touch?
I mean, nowadays, it's all email, isn't it?
Now, I can't quite remember how we did it then. Some of us, I mean, I was computerised then because I'd been a journalist, but I think we must have phoned each other. I don't think so many people would have email at that time. But it grew, of course, as we travelled on.
Were you involved in the management committee at all?
No, I felt I was already doing plenty.
Now, you've mentioned three groups. Tell me about other groups that you've been involved with.
Well, later on, I began to think we were always being exhorted, of course, to think of new ideas. And I thought, well, nobody's doing philosophy. Perhaps I could start that, because I had studied it. And needless to say, it took a lot of swatting up because I hadn't read a philosophy book for about probably 30 years. Excuse me. I did have help from the Third Age Trust, though, because they provided videos. And so I could put a video on and videos of philosophers being interviewed. And that was very helpful. So that was something that we got.
And did you launch philosophy quite soon after joining?
Well, I think it was started about 2002, people think. And it turned out to be very successful. And it's still going strong.
Were you on your own, or did you have...
I was on my own
for
several years. And after a while, somebody joined me who I realised immediately had studied it seriously. So she began to assist me, and then quite eventually she took over, and she has continued to run the group.
And this is Jenny Cassidy.
Jenny Cassidy, yes.
As a journalist, you were involved with philosophy, and it must have been quite a task coming up with something new year after year after year. I mean, you must have gone round the same circles a few times.
Well, we did. But, of course, people are always willing to discuss these things again and again. And I think philosophy is particularly useful as you get older, because you've time to think more about life. And people often used to say to me in Ilkley, "Oh, I couldn't possibly come to the philosophy group." And I said, "Well, it's only about life and what people have thought about life."
And I know that you have had recognition for your long service in philosophy, because only last year you were given special recognition in the eye.
That was very, very nice indeed, and I was very pleased, yes.
I think there must be very few people who've served as long as you have in a particular group.
Well, I can't answer for... I do know other people, yes, who have served a long time, yes.
Looking at the U3A now, looking at the U3A as it was 20 years ago, what do you see, how do you see the change? How has it changed over the years?
Well, of course, it's a very large organisation now. And
In Ilkley.
Demands an awful lot of work from volunteers. In fact, I sometimes feel it may be getting too much for volunteers. But it's been particularly successful in Ilkley, and I think possibly it's because it's a town which is absolutely chock full of retired teachers and lecturers and people who've had interesting lives. It has just become a really major force in the town and a big asset.
What do you think has been its major contribution to Ilkley, the U3A?
Well, it has provided such a wide variety of subject groups, and not only intellectual, but fun groups and games, exercise, all kinds of very useful projects for people in the town.
And do you see it having played a particular role in the health of people, perhaps in terms of loneliness, which is becoming a modern problem?
Definitely, particularly for older people, because for one thing, it's not an expensive business. Some people can't afford too expensive meetings. And of course, it has been very, very good for our social mobility. You've met people that you wouldn't have met. And also for health purposes, because there have been so many exercise groups. It's been a very, very positive event for Ilkley, as it probably has been for many other towns in the country.
On a personal level, do you have any sort of particular memories of events, situations over the years that you look back on and you smile and...
Well, I don't remember anything particular, except that we've had such a lot of fun in the various groups, and people have been told us their life stories, and we've heard we've had so much fun all together. I can't say I can remember anything particular.
Where would you like to see the U3A going in the future, Pam? In Ilkley?
Well, that's a difficult one, because as it grows bigger, I don't know whether its organisation may have to change. It began in a very small way, and of course it's absolutely colossal now. And of course it's international as well, isn't it?
Yes.
And there may be possibly more interchange between different countries. I know people do, you can go to a U3A to another country and join in. So it's a very, very good organisation for social improvement. Have we done?